Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. Always find us on the web at freetalklive.com. And check out promote.freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show, you are able to share it with your friends and let them know about how much you enjoy listening to our voices every single night, Monday through Sunday. I always get that confused. 7 days a week, every night from 7 to 10 p.m. And I am, of course, your host, Stephanie.
And Dale.
And Neil.
Indeed. And we've been having such a fun time tonight on the show. We're just starting out hour three, and we've been covering some really interesting topics so far tonight. Of course, if you have thoughts on anything we've discussed, ranging from the protests at Wall Street to the TSA searching a woman's afro to some of the stories that we teased, including the male police officers videotaping the female strip searches of inmates. Okay. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. That is also 855-450-3733 to get in touch with us tonight and discuss any of these stories with us. And I do need to also let you know about Vaporsmiths. Are you a cigarette smoker? Well, see, this copy is written for Mark, and he used to smoke cigars. I have never smoked in my life, but
I used to.
Dale is actually sitting here, our co-host Dale.
I've been puffing away on a Vaporsmiths all night during the show.
So I think that is probably the best advertising we could possibly give them tonight. So, Dale, what do you like about your Vaporsmiths cig?
Well, I'm the funny guy because I don't smoke and never have, really. I mean, other than, like, trying a cigarette in high school just to see what all the fuss was about and going, "Pah, I don't care for it."
Mm-hmm. I could barely walk after half a cigarette back in high school for me.
Yikes.
Yeah. I think I went through two at once just to try, you know, and then I didn't like it.
But now
I'm
you're
such a nicotine
and
lightweight.
I started doing Vaporsmiths because I never would start smoking. There's just so many downsides to smoking. I'm like, I would never put myself through that or the people around me. I'm like, forget it.
But the Vaporsmiths don't have all those chemicals that are found in actual cigarettes or cigars.
Everything I don't like about cigarettes is not there for Vaporsmiths. Like
the smell.
The chemicals, the tobacco, I don't care for the smell of it, the way it gets in your clothes, the way it irritates my eyes and irritates everything else. It burns the cilia off of your lungs because the smoke is so hot.
Mm.
There's so many things about tobacco, and it just bothers a lot of people. And it's so disruptive to your lifestyle because you have to get that fixed. You have to get up and leave the situation. You have to leave. You have to go outside. And in New Hampshire, it gets freezing cold.
Exactly.
And, you know, in the middle of the winter and things like that. So that's incredibly disruptive to.
But Dale, you've been sitting here all evening puffing on this thing, and I actually commented to you.
I asked you when you came in. I said, "Is this going to bother you?" And you're like, no, not at all.
Actually, the room smelled delicious when I walked in. It smelled
vanilla
lovely.
Vanilla flavor is what I'm on right now.
It's delicious, and I actually commented to Dale during one of the breaks. Dale, you look so cool. I don't know what it is about you. Oh, and then I realized, oh, he's puffing on this e-cig. It looks
yeah.
Good.
So, well, and I don't do the tobacco flavors. There's tobacco flavors, but there's like cherry, vanilla, and menthol, which are not don't have any sort of tobacco flavor at all to them, and those are the ones that I like. So
I love the tobacco flavors because I think the best smell in the universe is probably pipe tobacco.
Well, Neil is a smellophile. He really likes certain smells.
Find out because I know
like
they
the smell
have three
of a new
different,
book, right?
They have three different tobacco flavors, and I don't remember exactly. I think there's like a sort of a standard cigarette tobacco flavor. There's like a Turkish tobacco, and then there's one other, I think. But I don't know. I'm not the one because
I didn't
care about the tobacco flavored.
Well, anyway, I need to let you know that you can go to Vaporsmiths.com, and they have a special deal where if you order over $60 worth of products, you can get a free starter kit. With the purchase of 40 cartomizers, which are the little cartridges that you put the little flavoring and nicotine in. So head over to Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. And, of course, you can use coupon code FTL to get that offer with the free shipping and a free starter kit. So, gentlemen, I do believe we have a call on the line, and this is Nick in Illinois. I'm going to bring him on. Nick, are you with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, and I heard that you wanted to talk about sort of discussing liberty with your family, is that right?
Yes, this is a follow-up to my call from last night regarding the consent of the governed.
Which you can hear on archives.freetalklive.com, all the old shows. Go on, Nick.
To quickly recap, I called because I was having trouble striking the root with my father by convincing him that people can't justly be subject to government diktats like prohibitions or taxation without consenting to them. The counter-argument I was given to that is that people tacitly consent to an area's rules by choosing to move to or remain in that area. What I came away with from the show last night, though, did not convince me. The reason I was unsatisfied is because what Mark and others who called in ultimately relied upon was the idea that the government does not legitimately own the land because it acquired it through violence.
Mm-hmm.
Marx attacked the specific history of the United States and countries like it rather than arguing from the first principles that government itself rests upon, which bothered me because it felt like a weak position. People could easily just say, you know, bygones be bygones. We live in the world as it is now. Forget about the ancient past. And secondly, still does nothing to the legitimacy of those governments that were founded on unsettled land or of hypothetical tyrannies in the future.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I came back to the precipice between being a libertarian versus my former identity as a liberal. I seriously started questioning my beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that kept me from reconverting was that it just didn't feel right to say that a person could somehow tacitly consent in a way that overrides actual consent. How can a person consent to being coerced? It would make the civil rights movement, the women's suffrage movement, and even the American Revolution itself a logical contradiction. Because according to the theory of tacit consent, civil disobedience or rebellion of any form would have to be unjust because the rebel had already consented to being ruled. How can one justly be said to rebel against their own consent? So I did research of my own on the concept of tacit consent, and that led me to articles and resources on consent theory, contract theory, social contract theory, and the writings of John Locke. And that's where I found my answer.
Okay.
John Locke is considered one of the philosophical forefathers of the American Revolution by stating the idea that government rules not by divine right, but by the consent of the governed. The obvious objection to that, which existed even in Locke's time, was that obviously not everyone consents to being ruled by their government, and not everyone, you know, votes for the same person. So Locke countered that. Locke countered that with the idea that people tacitly consent to the laws of a government by receiving the benefits of existence which accrue to a person merely by being on its land. The critical hole in this is that its logic is circular. You consent to the government because you're here, and the government has a right to claim this consent from you because
you're here.
You already consented. It doesn't make any sense. It's question begging of the first order. If the right of a government to govern you rests on your consent to be governed by it, then so-called tacit consent is logically impossible because the consent has to come first.
Nick, now I'm going to stop you for a second. Dale and Neil, okay. Do you have any thoughts about this? What do you think of what's been said so far?
You mean the circular logic is what it's coming down to.
Mm-hmm.
You're here, and therefore you consent, and the fact that you're here counts because you consent.
Right.
Or something like that. There's this cartoon called Plastic Man, and he had he was rubbery, and he could change his shape and stretch and do all that stuff. And I just remember one time he tackled the bad guys by shaping himself into a bowling ball, and then he reached around with his stretched arm and picked himself up off the floor. And that's what's going on here, I think.
That's a pretty good analogy.
If consent is so important in this equation, and like you said, your father's arguments were that by staying on the land that one was born, you thereby consent. If consent was so important, you'd think that those that didn't consent, that didn't give their consent, that expressed dissent, should at least be offered like a free trip out of the country, you know, and not have. I think now the current rate is like 50% of your assets taken as you expatriate.
Oh, yeah, and in some cases people are required to still pay U.S. taxes after they expatriate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing there is that the critical error that I made last night was in assuming that we can think of government as a company or corporation owning all the land. I'm thinking too much like a libertarian and not meeting statism at its own game. Government doesn't rest on those principles or claim to rest on those principles because government claims to own the land because it has the consent of the governed to own it. So it's there's no foundation there. Even for somebody to tell you to love it or leave it, they can't tell you to leave it. Because if they need your consent in order for the government to have the authority to tell you that.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always thought of love it or leave it as kind of an emotional appeal or like a truism that's really not backed by much logic or evidence or even reasoning. And Nick, I kind of wonder, this is a conversation with your father, right?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wonder how it would go if you just kind of try to get him to relate to you or empathize with you a little bit about...
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
I mean, that's where we started. It wasn't a confrontational debate.
Mm-hmm.
We're best of friends.
Oh, that's great. That answers my question, Nick, and we're actually coming up on the next segment. So thanks for the call tonight. Do appreciate that. And we've got some more calls on the line when we return. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up with Kevin. He wants to talk about smoking. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We'll be back.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. This is Free Talk Live. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight. So glad to have you listening to us. My name is Stephanie.
And Dale.
And Neil.
Yes, indeed. And we are having so much fun tonight. We got calls on the line, but I would like to let you know about amp.freetalklive.com. Just a little easy way to help out the show for the cost of about a cup of coffee just once a month. Very easy way to help us spread the message of freedom far and wide and help the show take care of business and grow and expand all that good stuff. amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks, by the way. Did I mention that? So we did have some calls on the line. Let everybody know about those last segment. And I would like to jump right into a call from, is it Kelvin or Kevin on the line in Colorado wanting to talk about smoking?
Hello, Stephanie. It's Kelvin, like Lord Kelvin.
Okay, great. Hi, Kelvin. So what was on your mind about smoking?
If I might just take a quick little detour here.
Sure.
About the AMP program, it's outstanding. I find it one of the best possible things on your show, because it basically takes the three-hour program and condenses it into 1 hour or 2 hours by all those commercials. I hope your sponsors don't get upset about me pushing this, but it's just made a big difference. And plus, you know, I'm here in Colorado, but I really support the Liberty Movement. I want as many people as possible to learn about it. So. Anyway.
Oh, thank you so much, Kelvin. That's great.
Yeah, for what it's worth, to any sponsors that are listening, and we just talked about, for instance, Vaporsmith on the air. That's the ampers are still going to hear that.
Yeah,
there's a
definitely.
Lot of stuff that you know, when we do live reads and things like that. There's ways for them to get on the air in such a way that the ampers hear it too. But you're right. It's there's a great perk of the AMP program is that you get a condensed version of the show with most of the commercials removed. So
absolutely, yeah. And thank you for that, Kelvin. That's great. So what else is on your mind tonight?
And the amount of commercials is like, 10% of what you'd normally sit through. So anyway, I wanted to ask you, Stephanie, I know you're a biomedical student. I'm wondering what you're planning to be as your specialty when you...
Oh, well, yeah, that's a great question. So I never plan on growing up, but I...
you know what I mean.
I hope at some point I'll finish school. I'm actually in a program right now where I'm studying to get an MD and a PhD, neither of which I have yet, but I hope to have them soon. And I came in because I wanted to design new cures for diseases and try to help people by using both science and medicine. I've been a little bit frustrated with the amount of government involvement in both of those fields so far, to tell the truth. And I do really enjoy this type of communications, hosting radio shows, that kind of thing. So, you know, maybe I'll do something that involves scientific or medical communications, and maybe I'll go clinical route and help people, treat people's diseases and stuff like that. But I was thinking, I'm interested in either just general internal medicine or maybe perhaps psychiatry, some kind of mental health field.
From which sport therapy came from then.
Yep, psychology has always been an interest of mine. And, Kelvin mentioned, just for our listeners who aren't familiar, I do have my own radio show. It's on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM every Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight. And you can find more about that at porctherapy.com. That's pork therapy, like a porcupine. And I'm not a therapist or anything. I just, it started off as kind of a tongue-in-cheek name, but it's a show about life and personal freedom and liberty and relationships with others. So thanks for the plug. Kelvin's just plugging everything tonight.
I got to have a good relationship with you guys. Anyway,
that's right.
To get to what I've been avoiding a little bit, and hopefully this won't cause any conflict with your sponsors either. I keep hearing the advertisement for the e-cigarette, and some time ago I would hear it worded as it's 20,000 times healthier, and then now I hear it changed to 20 by some accounts 20,000 times healthier.
Yes.
And I was wondering, as a medical person and someone who's studied some actual science. Is the relationship between the amount of chemicals, and the carcinogen effect, is that linear, or does there's 10 parts per million of whatever it is carcinogen, is 100 parts per million 10 times more cancer risk, or does it take 1,000 times, or is it a natural basis of a natural logarithm to some power relationship?
That's a great question, Kelvin. And I guess maybe we should bring our listeners up to speed a little bit. From what I understand, so I don't write the copy for these ads. Mark writes it. But from what I understand, I have actually called him out on this statistic before and asked him to explain what it means. Apparently, Mark did an interview with the owner of Vaporsmiths, and now they're getting some more free advertising. So I'm sure they won't mind you bringing this up, actually. But so Mark did an interview with the owner of Vaporsmiths, and what he said he derived the 22,000 times healthier number from was from measurements of the number of the amount of carcinogens in cigarettes versus the e-cigarettes. Now, the thing about e-cigarettes is we don't know. That's the answer. We really don't know if they are, in fact, healthier or less cancer risk than cigarettes because it hasn't been adequately studied. However, we can infer, and it seems pretty reasonable to make the inference that since they don't have the carcinogens in them that cigarettes have, that are made of tobacco and have all these chemicals and stuff, and since you are not combusting anything, you're just inhaling a vapor instead of things that are burned, and things that are burned tend to cause more cancer risk in general when you consume them, we can make the inference that e-cigarettes are a lot less likely to cause cancer or COPD or a lot of the bad effects that cigarettes have. And, you know, there have been some public health doctors who have come out and said, yeah, I think that e-cigarettes are great. I think people should switch to them and not. And if it helps them get off cigarettes, that's great. However, the government and the FDA have kind of come down against e-cigarettes and have written a number of articles that say they may be dangerous and they're trying to ban them and they're trying to tax them and they don't really know what to do about them. So, but to answer your original question of, like, is it a linear relationship between the amount of carcinogens that somebody smokes and their risk for lung cancer, I have to admit I don't know the answer off the top of my head, but what I think I recall is that you can calculate a person's pack years, and that is the number of years that they've smoked cigarettes for times the amount of packs of cigarettes that they've smoked per day. And so it matters whether someone smoked, you know, 3 packs a day for 10 years or 1 pack a day for 50 years or, you know, whatever. And you can get an estimation of their lung cancer risk from that, and that's been pretty well studied in terms of pack years. So I think it probably is a somewhat linear relationship, as in the more you smoke, the more likely you are to get lung cancer. And that's just for certain types of lung cancer.
Okay. So that would be a positive correlation anyway, but that wouldn't necessarily prove a linear relationship or
exponential. No, not necessarily.
You'd hope it's an exponential, and then therefore if it's 122,000, then that's a huge reduction.
Yeah. Kelvin loves the math.
Yeah.
Kelvin, do you have more for us, or is that it?
I think I might have had that relationship backwards between linear and exponential, but anyhow, you could look into it more if you wanted to.
Kelvin, thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live. We will be right back.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Hello, and welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. I am your host, Stephanie.
And Dale.
And Neil.
Yep, and we've been having a wonderful show so far, talking about all kinds of things, and I do want to get into an article that we had teased in the last few segments. And, you know, this is a really shocking and horrible article to me. I'm a liberty activist, I'm a woman, and I hope that I never am subjected to something of this nature due to getting arrested for following my conscience or anything like that. You know, I'm one of those people who doesn't go, I don't try to get arrested. You know, I don't want that, you know.
Yeah, I got stuff to do. I don't want to get arrested. I have been arrested, but it wasn't a planned thing. I wasn't doing civil disobedience. Mm-hmm. They were just being a-holes.
Yeah, but I mean, as we got this call from Emily Good earlier in the show, and she, you know, she was on her own property doing something that people do every single day, not harming another person, and actually, she was arrested for that. You know, she was just videotaping a routine police stop.
There was an incident as well in New Hampshire of someone who had the ASPCA called out mm-hmm. on their animals, and they had police on their property, and the son of the individual was out there filming, and he was told to he was threatened with arrest.
Wow.
On his own property,
just to be behind the fence on his own property.
Yeah. And the thing about this, and I'm glad you brought this up, because I think that it's important to address this. If you're paying attention to all kinds of activism that's happening in New Hampshire, you'll see this false dichotomy of political people doing political activism, and then civil disobedience, which is a mistake. There's all kinds of activism all around the borders of that, and in between, there's people like what we're doing now, which is reaching out to people and talking about liberty and educating people. There's media and that sort of thing, and drawing more people to New Hampshire to do whatever they intend to do.
Yeah.
There's and writing articles and drawing cartoons and all these things. And then there's ways you can support other people whose activism you like. You don't have to be on the front lines. There's stuff like that. And it's important to note that, because you don't want to scare people away with all this pressure that you're not a real activist unless you're doing one of these two things in the false dichotomy of you're either doing civil disobedience or you're doing politics. And it's such a ridiculous false dichotomy, because I don't believe in doing – I'm not a big fan of politics. I'm not also a huge fan of civil disobedience either.
Yeah.
I think I have seen effective civil disobedience, and I've seen a whole lot that I don't feel is effective and maybe was a very high cost for what it potentially might have accomplished. Or something like that. And sometimes I see it and I go, I believe in what they're doing. I think this is good and everything, but I don't feel like, for the price they're going to pay, for time they're going to spend in jail, maybe stuff on their record that's going to hurt them and have employment in the future or who knows what.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it was necessarily worth the price that they paid.
Yep.
And so I don't want to be labeled as I'm a CD-er because I don't do politics, because that's a false dichotomy. And it's very important that people don't get discouraged from moving here because they feel like that's what's expected of them.
But you're
not a real activist if you don't get arrested, and that's ridiculous.
There are so many opportunities here for education and outreach and influencing juries by giving them jury nullification information that informs them that they have this right, and they've always had this right to judge the law based on the merits of it and say no if they don't believe the person should be convicted. And that happens every month in Keene, whenever they have jury selection,
and all over New Hampshire, actually.
Yeah.
Not only that, like you said, Dale, I want to thank you so much for saying that, because I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, really, I completely agree that there's this kind of false paradigm that it's either, well, you're going to be a politico and you're going to be really obsequious and follow all these social norms and mores.
Play that political game.
Wear a suit. Yeah. Play the politics. Or you're going to be out in Central Square smoking pot with your shirt off and dancing and getting arrested
and painting,
at the same time.
Painting breasts in artistic ways in front of little old ladies.
Yeah,
whatever.
And I agree with you. Actually, a personal story, when I first came to New Hampshire, I considered myself, very liberty-oriented philosophically, and that's why I moved here, in fact, in 2006, back 5 years ago. But at the beginning of my time here, I thought that basically politics was the only safe thing I could do, so-called safe, right? Because I wasn't interested in getting arrested. I was a little bit scared by that prospect and stuff. And I thought that politics was the only thing I could reasonably get involved with that could possibly make a difference. But as I got involved with it, I became really disillusioned with the whole system and really fed up and discouraged, and realized that I don't think it is possible to make meaningful change in this political system just because of the way that it's set up. And so I kind of stopped that. But I had a little hiatus where I wasn't really doing much because I didn't know what I could do. I thought that it was only these two options of either politics or civil disobedience. But then when I thought about it, I started thinking that, hey, it's really important to spread the ideas of liberty and to help people understand and come to these conclusions and be presented with the ideas of liberty that maybe they've never heard before. And that's really the only way that we're going to have meaningful, widespread social change, I think. And you could argue that. So that's why I'm here on Free Talk Live, and I do other radio shows and podcasts and like yours, Prometheus Unchained,
And
write articles
therapy.
And pork therapy, yeah, and write articles and do, talk to people. And actually, I just gave a talk today at the Agora IO Unconference, which I think is ended now, but all of the video talks are archived on agora.io, And
this is the second conference, right?
Yeah, it's the second conference. Actually, they call it an unconference because you don't have to be meeting in a physical space. It all takes place online, and it's streamed through Justin.tv. And so you can see all the videos of people's talks, and they just basically log into a TV channel and broadcast their talk. And so I gave a talk today about mutual aid, and I put forth the case or the argument that I think that it's so easy. First of all, I take a broad definition of mutual aid, like basically anything that people, then anything that involves people getting together and forming solutions to social problems qualifies as mutual aid. So anything from like a credit union to like the Lions Club to a neighborhood watch to people getting together and forming like a child care co-op to parents like carpooling to bring their kids places to an organization like Free Aid, which is a volunteer first aid organization that I volunteer with. So all of these things count as mutual aid, and these are things that people can get involved with anywhere, from no matter where they are, whether they're in New Hampshire or elsewhere, whether they know other liberty activists or not, and whether they have, like, if they don't have time, they can give money. If they don't have money, they can give time.
That's another thing I was going to bring up, that mm-hmm. there are great funds that, you know, you can contribute to. You don't even have to be in New Hampshire for that.
Yeah.
You know, but we certainly want people to come to New Hampshire. That's the point of the Free State Project, to do activism and focus our efforts here, but there are things like that. You can contribute money if you make a lot of money, if you're busy working and making a lot of money, you can contribute to things like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to do, you know, use your time in the way that you feel is most efficient. So if you think your time is best spent by earning money and then supporting liberty oriented causes, and that's how you want to advance the cause of liberty, that's totally cool. It's completely legitimate to do that. And you know, the reason I wanted to say something about mutual aid is to just also reinforce what you were saying, Dale, about the false dichotomy between politics and civil disobedience. I think that volunteer work and charity and getting involved and helping out your neighbors does so much.
That's something I've been involved with and
keen. Yes, you have. You've volunteered at the shelter. You've done a lot of outreach and a lot of media work. And I mean, I think it's great. And
I'd really love to see liberty activists spearheading some things like that. Like I know there, you know, like something I suggested, for instance, is there's a great shelter that's a private shelter in Keene that takes care of overflow of homeless issues in Keene and mm-hmm. things like that. When the state shelters, the city funded shelters and things are full and they're very bureaucratic and there's all kinds of problems with them.
Mm.
This much less bureaucratic private organization kind of handles their overflow very well, just to make sure people aren't sleeping in the streets on the cold winter nights and things like that. And it's called 100 Night Shelter because it's like the coldest period, you know, during the winter.
Oh, that's where the name comes from.
Exactly.
Cool.
And that's roughly how long they're open. I don't think it's exactly, but they do like a feeding event on one night of the week when the regular kitchen doesn't feed people.
Gotcha.
And I think we could sponsor one every month or something.
That would be wonderful. I'd love to see more stuff like that. If you have thoughts on charity, mutual aid, call us 855-450-FREE. Still time for your calls if you make them. We're also going to get into this article. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where even the chaff is wheat, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? Finding discounts means clipping coupons. False. By sitting down with a farmer's agent, you'll get access to discounts that could save you hundreds on home and auto insurance. If you said true, put down the scissors and start saving on more than just canned yams.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. My name is Stephanie.
And Dale.
And Neil.
And we are starting off the final segment of the show tonight.
Hurry and call in while there's still time.
Exactly. There is still time for you to make your calls. If you call 855-450-3733, that's 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can always go to shop.freetalklive.com, just one of the great little subdomains as part of the freetalklive.com website where you can get all kinds of stuff for free. But if you'd like to help out the show, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through Free Talk Live's portal. And Free Talk Live will get a little percentage of your sale. It doesn't change the purchase price. Everything's the same. Just enter through their portal to get them the referral fee. So anyway, gentlemen, we don't have any calls on the line right now, but I did, now that's okay, because I did want to get into this article, and I think that the last segment of the show is an appropriate time to do it. This is really shocking, and I've been kind of teasing it all night, but it's about a jail that basically was allowing male cops to video record female inmates being strip searched. Now,
oh, gosh.
I
keep hearing stories like this, and it just, you know, that if for everyone you hear about, there's other, how many are happening that we're not finding out about? Because obviously they didn't intend for this to get out,
mm-hmm.
you know. So
exactly.
I always wonder, you know, you keep hearing, oh, it's just a few bad apples that make the rest look bad. And, you know, what was it? I think it was, I heard Adam Kokesh say this, but I don't know if someone else said it as well, you know, before him, but you know, it's a few bad apples making the other 5% look bad.
That's
the way it seems.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, it just seems like when you have an organization that claims a monopoly on the ability to provide certain services, protection services, and I guess incarceration services, putting certain people in jail, when you have an organization that claims to be a monopoly and the only ones that can legitimately provide those services, and they're able to force everybody to pay for them, whether they want to or not, or whether they agree with all their practices or not, and they really don't have much accountability, it seems like this is a natural consequence of that setup.
I wish I could choose to take my money elsewhere, you know.
Yeah.
But that's not a possibility.
Yeah, it just, the way it's set up opens the door for a lot of abuse.
It's the lack of accountability. That's what a monopoly creates, is a lack of accountability. And I don't know why anyone... this should not be surprising if you take away that accountability. It should not be surprising that this sort of thing happens. It should be expected.
Yeah. And, I mean, how many private organizations could get away with something like this, right? Taking someone to a place where they don't want to be against their will, and, you know, maybe they've hurt someone else and maybe they haven't. And in a lot of cases, I think they haven't. Right. They maybe just need help and not to be put in a cage.
It's important to note, it doesn't mean it won't happen in a private organization. There's certainly potential for corruption in a private organization.
Sure.
It's just that you're really amplifying and making it likely when you take away all accountability. I mean, certainly a private organization should never be unaccountable, and generally would not be completely unaccountable. But if you create that level of unaccountability that a monopoly has, that a government organization has, then this is incredibly likely. It should be expected.
Exactly. Now, I've teased this article so many times and we haven't started reading it yet, but I do want to make sure we get Roger's call on the show, as this is the last segment tonight. And Roger, what was on your mind tonight? You're on the air with Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Roger from Goshen. I just got out of work and I was listening to you guys' discussion about
civil disobedience or activism?
Yeah, the activism, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that it's, like, more people should step up, because even, like, if you risk future employment, like, you're getting the message out there, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's fine. I think it's fine if people want to step up. I just don't want to put undue pressure on anyone, because I want people to come here and do activism. I don't want them to be discouraged thinking that the only way to do that is this really ridiculous two extreme choices.
Yeah, and, you know, I would add something to that, Dale. There are certain types of civil disobedience where people have gotten arrested, but it's a really effective and convincing and persuasive way to make a point. For instance, there was the outlaw manicurist here in New Hampshire about, 4 or 5 years ago, mm-hmm. who did someone else's nails for $1 to show how the licensing system for beauticians and manicurists hurts people who are just trying to get into the business, and it's a barrier to entry. And also there was in Orlando, there was this Food Not Bombs teaming up with Orlando Cop Watch, and they did some activism where they gave sandwiches to homeless people in violation of a city ordinance. And
I think those are both excellent cases where that was really good civil disobedience. It was very well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
I use the term a lot, knee-jerk civil disobedience, which it worries me, where someone hasn't thought out about the price, about the benefits that they're going to get out of it, and how much media they're going to get. You know, again, a lot, like you said, sometimes it makes a great point if you get a lot of media attention,
mm-hmm.
if you get good PR regarding it, if you touch on an issue that really makes that people can feel passionate about and that will change hearts and minds. And these things are, I don't know that these things are considered very well by everyone who's doing civil disobedience.
You also have to think about the time cost of it. I was arrested for a chalking incident at the Manchester Police Department. And,
you didn't expect that to be an act of civil disobedience, right? You didn't expect to get arrested. You were like me. It was this people being a-holes.
But all the time that I've been having to spend to prepare for this and file motions for discovery and have to rearrange my schedule, I could be doing a lot of other productive things.
Roger, okay, we had a little echo on the line, but it seems to be better now. Roger, do you have any thoughts about what you've just heard?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't realize I was on the line. A couple of years back, like when Obama got elected, we went around to a local mall, we were just hanging up pictures of him. Because I wanted to vote Republican, because usually I do, but John McCain wasn't really our pick. But a couple security guards escorted us out of the mall just for hanging up pictures of Obama. Didn't say anything, just pictures, and it was kind of odd how even, like, a really minor display of, like, I don't know, I guess, any display of, like, negativity.
Well, to be fair, a mall is supposed to be private property. I mean,
right.
It's open to the public, but they do.
Well, and then they kicked us off, and we were like, well, can we hang them across the street or something? And they're like, no. Like, you have to go now.
Well, across the street isn't their jurisdiction
exactly,
anymore.
Exactly. That's what we said. We stood right across. We're like, this isn't your property. And they're like, we'll just get out of here before, like, anything bad happens. It's like mall cops are like, okay.
Right.
They just intimidated you into obeying if you maybe had stood your ground in a case like that. Like, oh, sorry, we're not on your property anymore. You can't make us leave. Then, you know, they just successfully intimidated you.
I guarantee they would have laughed. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, keep it up there. Like,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, it's interesting, and, you know, there are so many considerations when you're doing kind of acts of civil disobedience or things that might be kind of borderline civil disobedience. In this case, I don't think you are expecting to get arrested or staging an event to be kind of like a street theater or anything, but you did encounter some of this opposition. So, Roger, thank you so much for the call. It's an interesting point, and I do want to make sure that we get Richard's call in the last moments of the show. Richard in Austin wants to talk about Troy Davis. Richard, are you here?
Hey, I'm here. I'm sorry, I thought I was still on the Rob Redding line, but yeah, I guess I can still go through with the questions, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. You got a couple minutes, so make it brief, please.
Okay, yeah, I was just wondering, I hear all the angst and outrage about the execution. I hear the judge. You know, I'll just get to this quick. Why didn't the people who stood guard all those years and got to know Troy Davis pretty good, got to know the case on a personal level, why didn't they decide to go on a boycott or a strike? Because I'm thinking a man's life isn't worth a job, and if everybody agreed that it was going to be...
I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I would not be able to sleep at night sacrificing my principles to that extent just to keep a job myself. But, you know, it's hard.
Yes.
The excuse of all of just following orders only goes so far. And as we've seen, it shouldn't hold up in court. At least it didn't in the Nuremberg trials.
Absolutely. And, but, Richard, thank you so much for the call. You do appreciate it.
These people have blood on their hands.
Yeah, and for our listeners who aren't familiar, can you guys give a quick recap of who is Troy Davis and what's the big deal about his case?
He was accused back in the 80s of having shot a police officer, and there was, as far as I know, no physical evidence tying him to the crime.
Mm-hmm.
And
incredible doubt surrounding this case, and new things revealed.
Witnesses
after his
recounted,
trial. Mm-hmm.
A lot of witnesses recounted. And he had been on death row for, I forget the figure, at least 12 to 20 years.
Yeah.
That's just torture.
Yeah.
That is cruel and unusual punishment. He had been almost on the way to the execution chamber like three times now.
That's what happens with a lot of them, is that they get delayed and then you're like...
Ugh. And people are just looking for a scapegoat, it seems. They're so bloodthirsty sometimes.
That's what it feels like to me, Stephanie. Someone had to pay a price.
Exactly.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter whether he was really innocent or guilty.
Now we have finality. You know?
Thank you so much for listening tonight. This has been Free Talk Live with Stephanie.
Dale.
And Neil.
FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime, have a great night.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Get responsible.